Hey, this is Reverend Richard, and I'm coming to you from my living room at this moment. Nobody's in here but my little dog and I, but I wanted to take a few moments to let you know how much we miss you, and also to give you some scriptures and some things to help you. And I know this is a difficult time for all of us, but I want us to begin by saying the Lord's Prayer. And so no matter where you are in your home or in your car, would you say it with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We serve a great God. And even in times like this, where our lives have been altered and everything's changed and many of us are isolated and it hurts not to be able to see our children and grandchildren, I want you to know that we at Salem are concerned about you. We're here for you. If you need to talk, call me, and we are certainly praying for each of you. I want to encourage each of you to pray for one another, check on one another. Because sooner or later, we do know this will end. And you can endure almost anything if you know there's an end to it. And the things I'm going to share with you today, I hope they restore your soul, strengthen your resilience, and I hope they encourage your state of mind. Because when you are in a time of isolation, it can lead to depression. It can lead to so much fear and anxiety. So I want to share really some practical things as well as spiritual. And of course, you know, this situation is happening. We can't deny it. If we don't pretend like it's a big thing, it's not going to magically disappear. But we have to keep a positive spirit. And I can't wait till we have church again and I can see all of you. But I know that, especially with New Orleans being a hot spot, that it may be a little bit longer. It's certainly not going to be by, early April or anything like that. It's going to be probably several more weeks. And in that meantime, we just need to stay vigilant and just try to make our lives as normal as we can, to still remain strong and human and connected to people. And, it will be worthwhile. And I believe this scripture with all my heart, Romans 8:28, that God can take even the bad things, even the evil things, even something like a coronavirus. God can take that, turn it around, and use it for good in our lives. And, you know, I'm praying that each of us will understand that Jesus has a promise to help us, especially when we are in situations that we can't solve. We have to understand that he's the giver of wisdom to solve problems. He is the one who will give you strength to endure challenges. And I want to offer these things today to help you. And here they are. Number one, establish a new routine. Now, we're creatures of habit, and routine is essential. And a routine is different than a rut. A routine brings stability and it makes you be more healthy and more productive. A rut is when you are stuck and not growing and not experiencing spiritual health. So right now, all of our routines are blown up in our home. You know, we can't see our kids, as I mentioned earlier. But nothing can change your relationship to God. And in your home, I encourage you to organize, to simplify. That won't solve the problem, but it will lift your spirits. One lady told me on Facebook that she's already cleaned out two closets. And so that's the kind of thing that you can do that will help you have a better state of mind. And it will give you something to do with a tangible result. The other thing I want to encourage you to do is to do what I've been doing as much as possible, is to reach out to your friends. Just because you are in self-quarantine or self-isolation, it doesn't mean you can't use the phone. And this is a good time to keep close touch with your friends, your colleagues, the people that you are connecting with regularly. And I encourage you to text them or message them, maybe people you haven't reached out in a long time. Ask God for wisdom and reach out and check on them. Let them know you're praying for them. Let them know you're thinking about them. Even a text is a great method to do that. And take a moment to pray for them and to let your friends and colleagues know that you are praying. It will warm your heart. It will lift your frame of mind. And the other thing I want to mention, and this goes without being said, that you got to take time to be quiet. You know, people desperately need times of quietness and reflection, especially in something like this where there's so much fear, there's so much uncertainty. I know in my life, you know, there's a lot of noise, and I'm an extrovert. I mean, I get fuel from people, so it's not been easy for me to be locked up in my house and not be able to be around people because I love people. I'm a people's person, but I'm trying to understand that in this time, I can certainly increase my quiet time with God. I can certainly read the Bible more. I can certainly pray more. All of these things, though they may seem little, they're life-changing. Also, I want to encourage you, Salem friends, to keep your body moving. And I'm talking about exercising. Get out and walk. I know it's real easy to remain stationary, but I want to encourage you to allow yourself to move several times a day. And if you're in a deep study or on the phone or you're doing email, get up and stretch. Take a few laps around the block. Take a short walk, anything. If you keep your body doing what it was designed to do, if you will keep it moving, and just because you go out and walk around the block a few times, it doesn't mean you have to shake hands with anybody. Matter of fact, I would encourage you to still stay, if you run into somebody, stay 6 feet away. Another thing that I want to encourage you to do is to not watch TV all day, especially news programs about the coronavirus. Now, I think you ought to listen in and occasionally. I think you ought to be aware of what's going on. But listen to me, friend. If you sit there for hours and you watch hour after hour of negativity about this unseen enemy, this virus, then you know what? Your spirits are going to go down. This is a good time to read the Bible. It's a good time to read a good book. It's a good time to turn your phone ringer off for a few minutes and just experience quietness. And I also want to encourage you to laugh. You know, it's important that you keep laughing, especially in a serious moment like we are in right now. You know, we need moments to breathe. Laughter is great for your soul. The Bible says that laughter is like medicine for you. It actually says that in Proverbs. It's a natural medicine, you know, and it may be watching a sitcom. It may be sharing a funny story with somebody over the phone or playing a game with your spouse or someone in your family that's there with you. But don't let the enemy take advantage of what's happening around us by stealing all the joy from your life. You know, we've been back now, I think, 17 days from New York, and I do want you to pray for my son and his wife and grandson, my grandson. Our grandson and Jordan put them on a plane about a week and a half ago to West Texas, and so Josiah and Elizabeth are in West Texas on a farm where her parents live, pretty isolated, way out in West Texas, about an hour drive from Amarillo. But Jordan is having to stay in New York because he is an essential worker. He's a television director. So please pray for them. And I'm praying for your children and grandchildren. But what I started to say is you've got to be able to laugh some. You know, you've got to lift your spirits. You know, the other day, and Donna knows me better than anybody, when we first got back from New York, I watched too much news. And I asked her one day, I said, does my voice sound a little scratchy to you? Or does it sound like I'm hoarse a little bit? And she looked at me and said, you do not have the coronavirus. Well, I knew she knew what I was thinking. So I let that kind of die down. And I began watching more news. And then after a while, I said, Donna, look at my eyes. Did they look a little red to you? And without even looking up from her phone, she said, you don't have the coronavirus. Listen, if you watch enough of that stuff, you'll start believing things you shouldn't be believing. So don't live in fear. God is greater than coronavirus. God's promises are still true. And another thing I want to encourage you to do is listen to music. You know, the other day I listened to my favorite artist, you've heard me say it before, Elvis Presley. And that lifted my spirit. You may be a Beatles fan, you know, whoever you like. Listen to some of your favorite singers, but also include some worship music. That's a great choice as well. Listen to some of the hymns. Listen to some of the worship and praise music that's out there today. You probably even have it on your cable. You certainly can get it on the internet. So anyway, I just wanted to encourage you today and let you know we're praying for you, we love you, and God is with you. Don't get discouraged, and know that God is in charge. There's a scripture that says, though the foundations of the earth shake, we will not fear, for we know the God who controls all situations. So today I want to pray for you. Can we pray together? Father, I thank you so much for our Salem family. And Lord, you know how much we miss seeing each other. But Lord, help us to continue to love you and to continue to love each other and to use this time to draw closer to you. Lord, it's still the Lent season. So, Lord, it's just a great time to reflect and read devotionals and read your word. Help us to do that during this time. For we know that when faith comes in the front door, fear walks out the back door. So, Lord, touch each and every Salem member listening to this and touch their families and touch their loved ones and protect them by your wonderful power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, I felt the Lord when I prayed that a moment ago. And I know the Lord touched you. One last thing I want to remind you. Our church has no income right now, and we still have bills. So I want to really encourage you to do your very best to send in mail to the church office, your offerings. We don't want to get so far behind the eight ball that we can't recover. So please, make that a priority. We love you. Please call me if you need me. God bless you all.